Hey, did you watch the soccer last night? Pretty disappointing defeat, Australia versus Japan. But there's actually some good news for people who enjoy soccer. There's also good news for people who enjoy golf. What about a sport that combines the two? Well, you're in luck because it exists. It's called foot golf. And I have the head of Foot Golf Australia, Leonardo Fernandez, on Afters FM right now to tell us all about it. Leonardo, what is foot golf?
Foot golf is a combination of the sports of golf and football, soccer. So we play by the rules of golf, and we also play in a golf course. But the big difference is that we kick a soccer ball into a series of 52-centimeter holes, and the aim of the game is to finish a round of 9 or 18 holes in the least number of kicks.
Right. So are these golf courses customized for foot golf? I mean, they're quite big holes that the soccer ball will need to fit into.
Yeah, so part of what Foot Golf Australia does is we help golf courses design the foot golf course, which is pretty much on the same area where the golf holes are, but we don't touch the golf green. So we stay away from the golf greens, and yeah, and we play with a size 5 soccer ball. So yeah, there's no damage done to the golf course, and it's heaps of fun to play it.
Is this a sport that was invented in Australia, or has it come from overseas?
So the sport was invented in the Netherlands in 2009. But if you talk to soccer players, even going back 20 years ago, they would tell you that in soccer practices, they would play a similar kind of game. The big difference is that in 2009 in the Netherlands, they created the sport in a golf course and as an official sport.
Okay, so it's an official sport. Is there an international league where people can compete?
Yeah, so there's two types of competition, international competitions. One is the World Cup. We had one in Hungary in 2012 and another one in Argentina in 2016. And then we have a World Tour. And at the moment, we are playing a World Tour in 30 countries around the world. And some of those competitions are taking place in Australia.
Okay, and how does Australia's foot golf team stack up against the rest of the world? Are we doing well?
We're doing reasonably well. We are lying behind a couple of years. So most of the foot golfers around the world have been playing for around about 6 or 7 years, and the best players in Australia have only been playing for 2.5 or 3 years. So we have a lot of catching up to do. But we're doing that pretty quickly, and international competitions definitely help us doing that catch up.
Yes. So we've talked a bit about the international competition, but how can people get involved on a more sort of social level in Sydney? Is there a way that people can come and try it?
Absolutely. One of the great things about foot golf is that it is very easy to play. So it's a great game for social events. And there's 4 courses in Sydney where you can play. It's Northbridge Golf Club in the Lower North Shore. You have Richmond Golf Club and Campbelltown Golf Club and Colonial Golf Course in the West. In each of these courses, you can play socially, and we host lots of birthday parties and corporate events because it's a great sport to get together a group of 10, 15 people and have a great day out.
Wonderful. And what makes a good foot golf player? Is it essential to have a background in playing soccer, or are other skills involved as well?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Having a background in soccer, football, would definitely help you. But there's a few things that you need to learn in order to be a really good foot golf player. When we play soccer, we play in a flat surface, whereas a golf course has lots of undulations and different hazards. So you definitely need to work on your patience, on your reading different slopes, and working with the pace of the ball. So learning how hard you have to hit the ball, depending on how far the hole is what makes the difference between an okay player and a great player.
Right, that's so interesting. So there are a lot of similarities to golf in that regard, looking at the conditions on the green.
Absolutely, and that's a very interesting thing when a golfer sees a foot golf player playing, they go and they see the similarities and they're surprised by the similarities. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Leonardo. It's been great to hear all about this wonderful sport. That was Leonardo Fernandez. He's the head of Foot Golf Australia. And if you're keen to check it out or have a go, you can visit footgolf.org.au.